Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
On New Year's Day, 1913, Smith Wigglesworth set off to fulfill a preaching engagement. On the trip, he received word that his wife Mary Jane, who he affectionately called Polly, had died suddenly. He returned home immediately. Smith instructed the men there to take Polly to her room and lay her on the bed. Smith closed the door and rebuked death. She opened her eyes and looked at Smith. "Why have you done this, Smith?" she asked. "Polly, I need you," he replied. "Smith, my work is done. God wants me," she said. They talked for some time. Then Smith said, "All right, I will let you go." She closed her eyes and went home. Smith was in the habit of raising people from the dead. His brother-in-law reports that in his lifetime he raised a dozen or so people from the dead in the name of Jesus. Smith believed that most sickness was the result of demons, so he went right to the heart of the matter, usually rebuking and casting out demons in those who came for healing. At one meeting from the stage, he saw a man suddenly bolt from his seat and start running for the door. Smith ran after him and tackled him. Then he prayed for him, rebuked the demon, and the man was healed. On another occasion, a woman with stomach ailments came to him for healing. He punched her in the stomach, and she was immediately healed.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.